Good morning to you, Carrot.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Going very well. What's your real name?
Dean, Andrew. After that introduction, though, I feel like I should be wearing a bigger hat or swinging a lasso or something else.
Now, look, I've seen dogs, you know, ride on the back of utes wearing sunglasses and things like that, but I've never seen too many dogs riding on the back of push bikes, particularly going from one side of the country to the other. Why?
Andrew, I'm asking myself the same question that at times. No, look, it's a fundraiser for the Cancer Council and MS Society. And quite frankly, we realise that if you're trying to raise money, you need to do something a bit extreme to catch people's attention. And while every man has ridden across the Nullarbor on a push bike, we decided to tack on every man and his dog to that list.
And has it worked? Has that marketing masterstroke worked?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, Andrew. We've raised to date about $12,500, and I personally have probably raised about $10 of that, and we'll make the other $12,490 was probably raised by the dog itself. So, yeah, it's actually been a stroke of genius by sheer chance.
Yeah, now tell us a bit about Coffee Dog.
Well, Coffee Dog started off as, we bred her about close on 9 years ago, and she was originally, I used her as a working dog in the sheds. But she retired by about the age of three and has basically been sitting on a bike doing nothing ever since except looking pretty, which in its own right has worked a treat for a fundraiser like this.
So have you been riding a bicycle with Coffee Dog on the back for years then?
Many years. We taught her, like most working dogs, she learned to ride on a motorbike by when she was really just out of being a pup. And once they know how to balance, they love it. They'll hop on anything. So we just traded the engine on a motorbike in for a pedal power.
How do you think she'll go across the Nullarbor?
I'd say she'll do what she's done the rest of the way and sleep.
Is that right? Now, where was this idea born? Was it one of those ones where it was born over a few beers?
Look, I'd like to say it was, but it was actually born, ironically enough, on Father's Day over in the east coast of Newcastle, and I was sitting on a beach and... Look, the whole idea of her riding on a bike was born when I lived in Sydney, and I'd take her for a run. I stayed there for a couple of years, and I'd stretch her out on the bike, and she'd end up that knocked up that she couldn't move, and I'd have to ring people up to pick us up in a car. And after about a month, they said, "This has got whiskers on it, mate. You're going to have to do something better than this. We can't keep driving around after you." So we just put an office chair on the back. When she got knocked up, she'd just jump up the back, and we'd ride home. So that's where the riding on the bike thing started. As far as the idea for the fundraiser, I'd always tried to figure out. I lost my father 14 years ago to cancer, and I was trying to come up with an idea which was viable enough. And as I said, last Father's Day, a heap of girls were pouring over her on the bike. I was sitting probably 50 yards away, and she was just staying on the bike. And I suddenly realised there was my angle. It wasn't me raising the money; it was the dog.
I saw that at the boat shed markets yesterday. It's Coffee Dog's quite a crowd puller.
Yeah, as you'll have seen, Andrew, on the oil painting, but the dog definitely isn't Elle Macpherson in the dog world, and honestly, it works a treat, so what I lack, she compensates for.
Okay, now you've got the big miles to come. You started in Perth, you've made it to Albany, now it's across to the other side of the country. Best of luck, and where can people go to donate? Is there a website or something?
Andrew, they can, if they remember my name, Carrot and Coffee Dog, and that's all one word. If they type Carrot and Coffee Dog into the search engine, it will come up straight away, our webpage, and that will give them all the details. That the trip is satellite tracked, and they can also donate online, or they can see me in person and do it face to face.
Okay, yep, look out for Carrot. Obviously, he's got red hair.
it's a bit parsnippy these days, Andrew. It was red once. It's just a parsnip and Coffee Dog doesn't sound so good.
No. Best of luck. Good on you. Thanks for coming in through the rain as well.
And, thanks, Andrew.
Good luck, Coffee Dog.